Rabbo bar bar chono aisi gito, he brought it, he was once a shliach to bring over a get, that palga ichtiv kamei, half of the get was written in front of him, palga leichtiv kamei, half was not written in front of him. Again, you see, you don't have to see the whole writing of the shtar. Osle kaim the Rebbe Loza Omalei, Rebbe Loza said, afilu lekosa baya leshit achas, even if you only saw one line being written, lishmo, shuvein et sarach, you don't have to see anymore, because most probably, since this one line was written lishmo, most probably the rest of the get was also written lishmo. Ravashi says the bigger chiddush. Ravashi yomar afilu kan kulmaso v'kan megilta. You don't even have to see the sefer writing the get. If you just hear him with his moving his, you just hear the movement of the pen on the cloth, and you hear by sefer him saying that his writing is lishmo. That's enough. You don't even have to see him. If you just hear the way the ink is being, the pen is writing, and you hear the sefer saying lishmo. That's enough. And tiny kabos and Ravashi, we don't look at Ravashi. It says a maybe give them the nesayom. Afiluhu bebayis, even if the shliach is in the house, the seifer be aliyah, and the seifer that's writing the get is upstairs, or else the opposite way. Hu be aliyah, the shliach is upstairs, the seifer bebayis. Afilu nichnas v'yetsa kol hayom, even if he goes in and out the whole day, we'll soon see what that means. It means even if the seifer goes in and out the whole day, it's still kosher. Still the get is kosher. Now, who babayis if the shliach is in the house? The sefer bali and the sefer is upstairs writing. I holoka chazilei. How could the shliach say before anichtav? He saw the get written in front of me. He wasn't there. The sefer is writing the get upstairs and he's downstairs. So I was a kosher. El olav isn't the case. Could go into shoma kan kumusa. He heard the way the writing of the pen. The kan megilta. He heard the scratching on the parchment. And also we heard the way the sefer was saying lishma, mashma, that's enough. Omar, we just said before, that afilu nichnas v'yotzi, if he goes in and goes out, kol hayom, the whole day, kula, the whole day, still it's kosher. So Gemara says, man, who are we talking about? Who's going in and out the whole day? Ilay mashlich, if you want to tell me now the shlich is going into the sefer and out the whole day, and then it's kosher. So Gemara says, pshita, that's good. Hashtuhu bebayis v'sefer abaliyah. Madach, he just said a bigger chiddush. He just said where the shliach is downstairs and the sefer is upstairs. The lechazilei that the shliach does not even see the sefer write to get at all. Still, lomar to kosher, you're telling me it's kosher. If you just hear the writing of the get and you hear him say lishmo, if so, nichnas v'yotze miboyi. Isn't it for sure if the shliach just comes in and checks up on the sefer once in a while and he sees him writing the get lishmo? For sure, that's good. So what do you have to tell me, nichnas v'yotze? The Gemara says, El is Sefer. We're talking about that the Sefer that's writing the get, even though he goes down in the middle of writing the get to the street and come back again, still the get is kosher. But the Gemara of Shita, of course, Mishum the Nichnas V'yetzin Nesalinu, because the Sefer leaves in the middle of writing the get and goes outside, comes back in again, what should be wrong? You don't have to write a get without a hefsik. You're allowed to be mafsik in between. As long as whatever you do, you write Lishmo, it's kosher. So what's wrong if the sefer goes outside for a while? So Gemara says, Leitzrich, you know what we're talking about? The Nofet Lishuka, where the sefer goes down in the middle of the streets where there are a lot of people there. V'yosu, then he comes back. And then it's the Chiddush that it's still kosher. Because now the time I would have thought to say, in Ishachrin Ashkechei, maybe when the sefer was outside in the middle of the big streets talking to people, maybe he met up with another person. And the other person told him that he has to give a get to his wife, please write me up a get, and he told him his name. So maybe I would have thought to say when the sefer comes back in again, he forgets like whose name he has to write for, so maybe he does not continue to write lishma for the first person, since he has the second name in mind. Is Kamash Mulan, that's the Chiddush, know that even though the sefer goes down and talks to other people, when he comes back, we're not afraid he's not going to continue writing the Shema, but we say no, since he started to write this get for that man and for that husband, for that wife, most probably he's going to continue on now and write the get, finish it off, Lishma. That's the Chiddush. Itmar will not like this. Bovel. What's the halacha get that was written in Bovel? So you have to say before the nechta vanat. So it's machlokes. Rav Amar Rav says Keretz Yisrael Gittin that Bovel has the same halacha like Keretz Yisrael. You do not have to say before the nechta. A get that was written in Bovel and then it's sent someplace else. You do not have to say before the nechta. Ushmul Amar Shmul says not to chutz laretz. that Bavel has the same halacha like Chutz Laretz, it's outside Eretz Yisrael, therefore you do have to say before an Anichtav. So Leima, let's say Boka Miflagi, maybe this is the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. The Ma'asava, one holds the Fishem Bekin Lishmo. Rav holds that the reason why you need before an Anichtav is because we're afraid the get was not written Lishmo. Fahani Gemiri, but the people living in Bavel, we know there are big yeshivas there, there are big Tamil Chachamim there, so there they know the halacha of Lishmo, therefore Rav says you do not need before an Anichtav, it's like Eretz Yisrael. Because the Edom don't travel, people don't know the signatures. People don't travel from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. So even though the get was written in Babel, the people know the halachis, but if it's given over in Eretz Yisrael, we have to be afraid here people do not recognize the signatures, and maybe we won't be able to be mekayim the shtar later. That's what Achom said, you have to say before an echtov. So who are the machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, son of the machlokes, Rav and Rava. Tomorrow says again, no, but Tisbras, this is a good teretz. Her Rav is like the Rava. We already said before that Rav agrees to Rava, that we have to have Kiyam Ashtar Rolos. So how come above you don't have to say before an Anechtav? Ella rather tell you like this. The Kula Yalma Bidin Lekayamai. Both Rav and Shmuel agree that we do need a Kiyam Ashtar. So what's the Machlokes then? Rav Sava, Rav holds. Kivon Diyika Mesifta, since there are a lot of big yeshivas. In Bavel, Rashi learns yeshivas kavuas. Achas b'sura, there's one big yeshiva in Sura, v'yachas ben adoi. V'ochin tamidim mizul azur, people travel from one yeshiva to another yeshiva. So therefore the Gemara says, mishka shchichi, is considered like people travel along from one place to another place. And people recognize the signatures. That's why Rav says in Bavel itself, people all recognize the signatures from one to another, and you do not have to say before an anichtav. Shmuel Sava, Shmuel holds no. Misifta, true, you have a lot of yeshiva bachim traveling back and forth, even colonel people. But yeshiva people, big Yosayu Tridi, you know what they're doing? They're thinking and learning. So even though they travel back and forth and they talk to one another, but they don't do business. So they don't sign any checks. So therefore they don't know signatures. So they're not able to recognize the signatures of the Edim. So that's why Shmuel says that even in Bavel, still you have to say before Nanechtav. Rashi says, since Tamidim Mabigirsa Tridin, they don't recognize people's signatures. They don't do business deals. They're busy learning. So therefore, they don't recognize the Edim. So therefore, Shmuel says, even in Bavel, we have to say before Nanichtav. Itmanam, we learn like this also. Omerev Viyab, Omerev Huna. Osi Noats Menem Bavel, we made ourselves people living in Bavel, Keret Yisrael Gittin. We gave the halacha like of Eretz Yisrael in Bavel, Michiyosa Rav le Bavel. When Rav came to Bavel, and Rashi says, what does it mean when Rav came to Bavel? Rashi says, V'kava yeshiva b'surya. He was kaveya than a big yeshiva in Sura. Ode Shmuel havoy ben adoy. And Shmuel had a big yeshiva in adoy. Avo mikorba before that low. V'yafagav the gemir, even though they knew the halacha is, but people didn't travel along. But now that people traveled from one yeshiva to another yeshiva, therefore in Bavel it's shchiyach to be mekayim the shtar, therefore you do not have to say before anichtav. This Gemara says, Moser Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah Sakasha, says, Na Mishnah, Rabbi Yehudi Roimer, Me Rekem Le Mizrach. What's the boundary of Eretz Yisrael? On the east side, Rekem. For Rekem to Mizrach. And Rekem has a look like Chutzlar, it's like the outside, you have to say before anichtav. And Me'ashkelon Ledorim, Me'ashkelon Kedorim, Me'yakol Tzofin, Me'yakol Tzofin. Ivo Bovel, Litzvayna Eretz Yisrael Kaima. Bovel is on the north side of Eretz Yisrael. Even more north than Aku. The Chassid Bottom says, V'yemar Hashem Alayim Mitzofon Tiftach Haro. Utsnan Remei Roi Me'akol Keretz Yisrael Gittin. The Remeya says good Akku is like Eretz Yisrael Gittin. But the Afilu Remeya, even according to Remeya, Loikom Elo B'Yaku, only in Akku he said it's like Eretz Yisrael. The Mekarav is very close. Abu Bovo, that's more north. The Merachka, it's far away from Eretz Yisrael. Loi, it's not like Eretz Yisrael. So here you see, Bovo is not like Eretz Yisrael. It's a Kash and Rav. So Gemara answers, who most of the Mufarak, yes, the Kash, he asked it, and he answers, Labar mi Bovo. That's what the Mishnah says, Akku is the city north of Eretz Yisrael, true. From there northward is Chutz Laretz. But excluding Bavel, Bavel has a special halacha. Nothing more says about Heikhani Bavel, what's the boundaries of Bavel? Omra public machlekes le Yuchsin ka machlekes le Gittin. The same with the machlekes in Yuchsin, one has a halacha like Bavel, the same thing as by Hikos Gittin.
Like Rashi says in the Perek Asa Yuchsin, it says the Kaimalon that Kol Harot says Israel Eretz Israel. All other lands is called Israel, like mixed up the Yuchsin Legeret Eretz Israel, and Eretz Israel is Israel above Eber, and Eretz Israel also is considered mixed up compared to Bavel. And it's a machlokes over there exactly where the boundary of Bavel is. So this man Yama says the same machlokes is by Hilchos Gittin also exactly the where does Bavel end. But Rav Yosef says no, machlokes Yuchsin over there and I saw Yuchsin and machlokes Nuchus Yuchsin exactly where did Bavel end. Avol a Gittin, but over here Nageh Hilchos Gittin, Divrei Hakel everybody holds Adar Bo Tanino to Gishra until the second boat by the under the bridge. That was a simon, that was a sign exactly where does Bavel end. Nogeh Tehilchus Gittin to say that they're Bikin Lishmo and to say that it's Shayaris Mitzuyus. Mora says now that Rav Chizdo Matzrich Miakat Tifsun Levei Adishir. People that are traveling for Nakte Tisfun to Adishir had to say before the Nechtav, But umivei ardishir liakatisfun le matzrich. But backwards, the people traveling from mivei ardishir to yakatisfun, they did not need them. The shliach did not have to say before nechtav. So the question is, why not? So lema, let's say kesover he holds lefi shein bekim lishmo. The reason is like Rabba. The reason why we need a before nechtav is because the people were not bekim lishmo. Therefore, I'll tell you v'hani gemiri. And these people knew the halachas of Lishmo, and the other ones did not know. As Hani Gemir Rashi says, the Vayadishir. The people in Adishir were Bikim and Lishmo, the other ones were not. That's why this had a say and that not. This the Gemara asks, V'tizbro, this is a good Svaro. V'a Rabbi Islay the Rava. We know Rabbi holds from Rava. So there also has to be a chash of Eidem Mitzuyim like Hayom or not. So what should be the difference? If they recognize the signatures, how come this way yes and that way no? So Gemara answers, Elo, I'll tell you, the Kuli Yalma Bina Lekayomai. Both of them hold the Chsorin is Alamo. The reason why we tell the Edim, the Shliach, the same before Nechtav is, because we want to make sure we'll have a Kiyam Ashtar. V'yahani, now what's the difference between Dvei Adishir and Ake Tisvun? Hatei V'hani, Kivun, the Yad Lishuk Lohosom, is the case was there used to be a shuk, there used to be a marketplace. Heis liakatisfun, that in akatisfun used to be a marketplace. So therefore, v'hani hanich yadi bechasimos yoda, the people in akatisfun knew the signatures of the other one. V'hani, but the hanich lo yadi, but the other way they did not recognize the signatures of the people. My time, what's the reason? Bishukayu treaty. Because the people that were living in Akhtisvun, since over there, that's the place where they had the shuk, the marketplace, they were very busy taking care of their marketplace. Therefore, they had no time to recognize the signatures of the other people. But the other way, the people from Adishir, they just came down there to do business there, they were able to recognize the people's signatures. Therefore, the get was written in Adishir, people always recognized their signatures. But the opposite way, no. Like Rashi says, Hani Dvayadishir, Azdi Lushuko Lakatisun. The people in Adishir used to go down to the shuk, to the marketplace in Akatisun. Umoisrun Hen Shom Adius, they would have to have Adius over there, the Chaisman people were signed there on their Storos, and Storos Biyad Vinakatisun, until they came back to collect their goods. So they used to come and sign, they knew the signatures. So therefore, get, that was signed in Adishir, and it was Nishtalach sent Akatisvan, so it's called Eidim Mitzuyim Lekayama, because the people in Akatisvan know the signatures of the people in Adishir. And like Rashi says, the people in Adishir also go down to Akatisvan to the Shuk, so there'll always be Kayama there, to Mekayim Bishtar. Avu b'nei Adishir, einu makirin chsimus b'nei Akatisvan, but the opposite way. The people living in Adishir, they do not recognize the signatures of Akatisvan. V'yafa pi shochum sham, even though they go there often to do business every day, because they're busy doing business, so they don't have time to recognize the signatures of one another. Therefore, b'kitzah, if the get was written in Dvei Adishir, and then it was given over in Nakta Tisvun, since people from Adishir always travel down to the marketplace in Nakta Tisvun, they'll always be able to be mekayim the shtar there. But the opposite way, if the shtar was written in Nakta Tisvun, and now you send it down to Dvei Adishir, there's the opposite. The people of Adishir do not recognize the signature of Akatiswan, because when they go down to the business place, they're busy in the marketplace, they're too busy with the business, they do not recognize the signatures. So the kitzah of the svar again is that since the Shuk was in Akatiswan, and the people from Adishir used to go down there, therefore the get was written in Adishir, and it was given over in Akatiswan, we're not afraid that he won't be able to be Mekayim the Shtar, because there will always be people from Adishir going down the Akatiswan. Therefore, there will always be Shayach to be Mekayim Mishtar. Therefore, you do not have to say, before the Nechtav, before the Nechtav. Now the Gemara says, Rabba Baravuha. Rabba Baravuha Matzrich, he needed, he told the Shliach, you have to say, before the Nechtav, Me'arso Li'arso. If the get was coming, Rashi says, it means, Mishuras Havatim Shibitzad Rishus Rabim, Mishuras Shekinegdoi. If you just sent the get from one side of Wilshire to the other side of Wilshire, you have to say before Nechtem, before Nechtem. Even though they're both living in the same place, just across from the Rishus Rabim, you have to say before Nechtem, before Nechtem. Hey, the people are not Kayoma, they don't know this, they don't recognize the signatures of the people living on the other side of the Rishus Rabim. Now, Rav Sheshes was Matzrich Mishchuna Lishchuna. He said you have to even say before Nechtov from one Shchuna, from one neighborhood to another. So Rashi says, Tam Shchuna means Shloish Shabbat in Masechta Bodezorah. Just have three houses together. So if a get was sent from one of these three houses to another set of three houses, also the Shliach has to say before Nechtov, before Nechtov. Rav the Gemara says, Rava Matzrich B'yosha Shchuna. Rava need even in the same Shchuna, in the same three houses, still if a get was sent to one to the other, the Shliach has to say before Nechtov. So the Moriah is the question, Ay, v'ho Rava hu diyomar, l'fi shein edim mitzun l'kayama. Rava was the one that said the reason why you need before Nechtov is because we want to make sure there'll be kiyim. People should recognize the signatures. So if it's sent from your neighbor's house, people would recognize the signatures. For what purpose do you have to have before the Nechtov? So Gemara says, Shani B'nei Mechuza. The people who live in B'nei Mechuza are different. Tonight they travel around. So Rashi learns, Einu Mishtoyim B'Vatayim. They don't stay home. She'atrudim B'Scherva. They're busy doing business. V'yei Makirin Chasim B'Shabinayim. Therefore they did not even recognize their neighbor's signatures. And therefore you have to say before the Nechtov, before the Nechtov. And Toys the bottom Toys says that Mikan Posek Rabbein Atam, Ta Hashto, Bizman Hazer, Tzorach Loimar, Bechol Mokom, Before Nai Nechtov, in any place when they get the scent in Chutz Loretz, you always have to say Before Nai Nechtov. Afagav the Kaimalon Kerova, even though he held like Rova the Yom, Lefi Shenei the Mitzun the Kayomo, Fuloi Mishum Lishmo, so the question is, if they get the scent very close by in Chutz Loretz, why do you have to have before the Nechtov? People would recognize the signatures. The Torah says, like Abu Gemara says now, Mikol Mokom, Tzorech, Dahashto, Bechol, Mekoymois, Naidi, Kibnei Mechuzo. All over, people are too busy now, and that's the way it is, that you do not even recognize your neighbor's signature. Therefore, since you don't have time to take out to see a signature, no matter where they get this sent in Chutz Loretz, you always have to say before the Nechtov, before night Nechtov. Mer says now that Rav Chonin Mishtoi, Rav Chonin was talking and like saying over this case, that it once happened that Rav Kana Aisi Gita, Rav Kana brought a get, he was a shliach to bring over a get, for Lo Yodani, he did not remember, I Misura Lenadoi, if the case was he brought the get from Sura to Nadoi, I Menadoi Lesura the other way around. So the question is, do you have to say before the Nechtov, before the Nechtov or not? So also Lekaimi, the Rav, he came in front of Rav, Omalei, so he asked him, Tzrichna l'meim b'fon ha'nechta b'fon ha'nechtam, or loy tzrichna? Do I have to say over b'fon ha'nechta v'nat? Omalei, so he said back to him, loy tzrichta, you don't have to, you do not have to say b'fon ha'nechta. But vi'avdis ahanis, but if you do say it, you should know it will help. even though you don't have to. But if you want to say it, still there's this halacha, we believe the shliach, and therefore it is considered as if you have a kiyum on this shtar. And therefore, the yossi bal ma'arul or maskechinim bay, if the husband comes later and complains, we don't listen to him, because it's already considered as if we had a kiyum from the fact that we believe the shliach when he says, b'fonai nechta, b'fonai nechta. All right, we'll stop here.